And we are back. Thank you for sharing a little part of your day with us. We're here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., from the Yardley Institute. Now, Dr. Yardley, in just a moment here, we're going to talk to one of your patients, John. John had an accident many years ago. That is something that can trouble you for years.
It comes back and it just haunts you for years where you don't realize it, and then problems develop.
Well, let's get John on the line here. John, I think you and I have something in common because I've had some really nasty pain, particularly in my lower back.
I ended up not being able to sit down for more than about 10 minutes at a time without a sharp stabbing pain right up my spine.
Well, that certainly sounds familiar. And did you have this situation? My pain would actually move from my back. It would kind of go around my rear end and then kind of work its way down my leg. It, basically sciatica.
Well, that happened years later, and I don't know if it was related to that accident or not. I'm thinking it probably was. But, yeah, that sharp stabbing pain, when I would drive my car for long distances, like to work, 40 miles or so, the left buttock would go to sleep or else hurt like blazes. And then I would get this shooting pain down the back of my thigh, which sounded an awful lot like sciatica to me.
Man. Well, John, I know that when you're in that kind of pain, all you really want to do is make it stop. And John, I'm kind of curious, what did you do to alleviate your pain, to manage it, before you finally went to the Yardley Institute for care?
Yeah, I tried using a pillow. I tried drugs, but really no relief from any of that.
Lee, that sounds like a pretty typical storyline to me. I know that when I had my sciatica, I like used a pillow when I was driving. I used to eat a lot of Aleve or ibuprofen. That's a pretty normal progression for someone who's dealing with a lot of pain. They either self-medicate or they're looking for some device or some way to just make it stop, right?
It is. But for the guys, they'll just try and ignore it as long as they can and then finally break down and try and do some stuff about it.
Okay, so now, John, you finally went in to see Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute and found out you're a candidate for care. And Dr. Yardley did the first adjustment. What was your experience of that like? Because a lot of people tell us that they can barely tell that Dr. Yardley did anything.
Sure, I thought I'd gotten gypped.
Well, there you go.
I thought, well, that's nothing. There was no pain. There was no click, pop, or snap. I just kind of had a smile on my face as I was walking out, thinking, well, you've done it again, been taken in, but sure was a funny thing. When I had to drive a long distance again, I didn't get any of that, what I thought was sciatica, that deep pain in the back of my thigh was gone.
And John, did that happen right after the very first visit with Dr. Yardley?
It sure did, yeah.
All right, so now you've been under Dr. Yardley's care for a while at the Yardley Institute. Have you seen a significant improvement in your quality of life, in your condition, John?
Yeah, I mean, I can drive as far as I want without any of those problems anymore, and that was a huge relief. And I've also noticed other things that I didn't really expect.
Those itchy patches, painful itchy patches you were having?
You bet, yeah. I had one spot underneath my left eye that itched. It was just an irritating itch, but it was the kind of itch that most people get from time to time, but it was in that same spot, and it was several times a day, and I knew something wasn't right. I also had some patches on my back that I would rake open with my fingernails, and at one point, I didn't have any T-shirts that didn't have a blood stain on them.
Wow. And those have completely gone away.
That's gone, yeah. It's completely gone.
Okay, so Dr. Yardley, how can that be? Guy comes in to see you. He's got pain in his back. He's got pain down his leg. You treat him, and suddenly itchy patches on his body vanish. That's part of the whole brain-body connection thing, isn't it?
That's right. Controls everything that goes on in the body, virtually everything that goes on in the body. Can impact numbers of systems. John, how far do you travel? Where do you come from for care?
I go from Gig Harbor.
There you go.
And that amount of distance, usually about halfway, sometimes even sooner, I would start to get that horrifying pain. And it would take a little while for it to go away once I got out of the car and walked around a while. But it's the funniest thing. It didn't bother me unless I was driving.
Hey, John, so here's the big question. Anybody who is experiencing pain, would you recommend that they go see if they're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute?
Oh, it definitely is worth it. You've got nothing to lose, really, and everything to gain. If you're living life in pain, it makes everything tough. And if you, in my case, driving to work in pain made it tough to earn a living. And it's the kind of relief that you just have to experience to understand.
John, thank you for sharing your story. We are just delighted that you are getting such wonderful results with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute.
Take care, John.
Okay. All right. Bye.
So after listening to John, perhaps you are asking yourself, am I a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.? Well, there's really only one way to find out. You got to go in. You got to visit with him. And we'll make it worth your while. We have a very special offer for you, which we do during the show. Usually, the initial consult at the Yardley Institute is going to cost you $148. You go in. They do these very non-invasive tests, very gentle. They got to get some metrics, find out if you're a candidate for care. Got more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., coming up next here on AM 770 KTTH.